Yeah, I got the blankets and the telescope stuff. You just want to get the thermos and pillows? Oh, sorry, I forgot. Can you also grab the flashlight? Yeah, it's probably gonna be pretty dark by the time we head back. There should be one in the trunk. I keep one in there for emergencies. Got it? Awesome. I'm so excited for this. I think it's up this path. Just give me a second to think about it. Yeah. Sorry, I haven't been up here in a while. But maps did say walk 100 feet north from the parking lot, and the sun just set over there, so. Like, this is north, and. Okay, I'm like 99% sure it's this way, but you can't blame me if we get murdered, okay? Okay, yeah, this is the right path. I remember seeing this tree. You know? Thank you for coming out here with me. It means the world. No, seriously, I know how busy you've been with the year wrapping up, so it really means a lot for you to come out here with me. The view from up here. I totally expected there to be more people. But I guess it means we have the hill mostly to ourselves, right? You want to lay out the blankets and the pillows while I set up the telescope? Huh? Right there is good. Hey, I think it's gonna be a while till Saturn and Jupiter rise, so I guess we can just chill up here and like let our eyes adjust. It's colder than I expected. Oh, even all these blankets aren't helping, I'm still shivering. Can I climb onto your lap? You know, just to share body heat. I'm just really fucking cold. Thank you. How are you always so warm? You're like a living furnace. Sorry, I didn't mean to wriggle. It's just, I'm gonna a little bit comfortable and make sure all the blankets are still covering us. And these leggings are just making my panties ride up, so I'm just trying to. Sorry, am I hurting you? No? Then what was that? Oh, someone's getting a little hard, huh? I guess doing something about it would be one way to keep warm, but. Yeah, I kind of want to too, but there's people up here. Yeah, I know they're kind of far, but. Hey, mister, where are your hands going? No, don't stop. Your hands are so warm and they do feel really good running up and down my body. Okay, we're just gonna have to be quiet, okay? Nope. Not wearing a bra. One of the perks of wintertime. Nobody can tell if I'm wearing a bra under all these layers or not. But I guess it just means easy access for you to grab my boobs and squeeze. Yeah, baby, that does feel good. did not expect you to pinch my nipple like that. Oh no, it felt good. Too good. You know how sensitive they are in the cold. I didn't know better. I would say you did that on purpose, just to get me to squirm. Okay. You're sliding your hands into my panties. How do you always know how to wrap me in just the right way? Me squirming on your lap, turning you on. Yeah, I can feel you getting harder. I bet those jeans are getting painful. Why don't you slide them down so I can feel you through your boxers? Give a girl a heads up before you slide two fingers in. We're supposed to be quiet. Be quiet. Yeah, I grabbed your wrist. What you gonna do about it? You can't just get me all worked up like this and pull your fingers away. No, I promise I'll be quiet. Turn around. I know. I want to see your face too, but we're just gonna have to do a reverse cowgirl so people don't get suspicious. If someone sees us, they're just gonna think I'm sitting in your lap cuddling or something. Okay. Let me slide my leg.
keep staying quiet. You're doing so good. My neck like that. Okay, I'm gonna... Okay. Okay, I'm gonna go faster. Okay. You can back down if you need to. Hey, you out here to watch the conjunction?
Yeah, us too. It's a beautiful night, but damn cold, huh? Yeah, we're just snuggled up in our blankets until the sky gets dark enough to get a good view. Yeah, I guess it's probably gonna be another 30 minutes or so. But you're welcome to take a look through a telescope over there. Go away. I'm trying to fuck my boyfriend under the blankets. It's okay, it's okay.
Breathing into my ear like that.
No, we didn't hear anything. Probably just the wind or something. Don't think you're gonna have any luck until it gets completely dark. Well, yeah. Thank you for stopping by. Sit on your cup for a little while longer. Wait to do this to get warm. Might as well warm your cock. So hard into my ear. Nothing like fucking the threat of getting caught to get that adrenaline pumping, huh? Okay. You can pull out, just slide my panties back in place to keep your cum from dripping out. Yeah, we don't have paper towels or anything. I mean, you know, aside from the whole exhibitionist streak we both seem to have, and the fact that your cum is soaking my panties right now, that was pretty romantic, you know, making love under the stars. normally say this about every space-related thing that ever happens, but this is really special. Oh, it is. We have all these space firsts with SpaceX commercializing space exploration and reusing their payload fairing and, you know, landing their rockets on water and all that, but I don't know, there's just something about these celestial events that's just magical. Why? Do you really want to know, or are you just saying that? Okay, well, alright, so anytime there's an eclipse or planetary alignment or something, it feels like it's the only certainty in the universe. You know how astronomers have this stuff calculated for millions of years into the future? Yeah, no, it's crazy. There's this thing called the Lyapunov timescale that basically tells you when a dynamic system is going to become unpredictable. Something like, I think, 5 million years or so for the solar system. So you can essentially chart out where the planets will be for about 10 million-ish years into the past or future. Yeah, we could figure it out for eternity, but there's, you know, asteroids and even the weather on the planets can slightly change their trajectory. Yeah, and eventually all those unpredictable changes build up and it makes it impossible to predict their positions. Sorry, I went full geek right there, but you knew exactly what you were getting into when you asked why. But you get my point, right? Like, even if the planetary alignments aren't certain for eternity, I feel like they're still the closest thing to certainty. That and the fact that I love you. What? I do, and a few asteroids and storms on Jupiter aren't gonna change that. Come here. There's this poem that I came across a few years ago, you know, and I've been thinking about it for the last few days, ever since we planned to come up here. Do you want me to read it to you? Yeah? Okay. Let me just grab my moleskin, I have it written down. Yeah, just shine the light on it. Perfect. Okay, so it's called When the Planets Aligned by R.S. Lovier. Okay. When the planets align, I am in orbit around you, suspended by only an astronomical thread of space. Comets bursting into flames by the sound of your name, and the stars dance at the sight of your face. I strum the constellations, singing to you the story of love, so facetious. The man on the moon then becomes the groom as they spin along the Milky Way's axis, lost in astronomy, gregariously becoming as one when the planets align. A shooting star passes, leaving a trail of gases, and then it twinkles as if to give us a sign. God, I know it's corny, but I really love this poem because reminds me of us. Baby, I'm so fucking in love with you. I know, I'm not always the best at telling you, but sometimes I'm just so overwhelmed by it, and I don't know how to put all those feelings into words. I know you always say my actions are enough, but they're not, and you deserve to know how much you mean to me every single day. I mean, no matter how I confess my love to you just kiss me like that, and nothing I say is enough. No, you don't get to say you love me more. I'm not letting you have this one today. Okay, fine, you goof. Just stop making those faces at me. And hand me the thermos. I want some cocoa. Hey, look. It's probably dark enough to see the planets now. Okay, get up. Let's go look through a telescope. Get up. Okay, fine. Guess I'll bring the telescope here. Only because I love you, okay? You better warm me up when I get back. Okay, let me just lower the tripod so you don't have to get up, Your Highness. Okay, just gotta position it so I can get it. I get both of them into frame, and alright, here, it's perfect. So, a super bright one. Is that one's Jupiter? And the one above it is Saturn. You see the rings? I know, they're gorgeous. Can see Jupiter's moons too, right? Well, four of them at least. Yeah. Those four moons, they're actually named after Zeus's lovers. The OG fuck boy. Yeah. Couldn't be you though, right? You love me too much. Well, the closest one, it should be like a yellowy orange. That's Io. And it's named after one of Hera's priestesses. I know, it's like fucked. Dude, you have the whole universe to, decide, and you choose to fuck your wife's priestess? Yeah, it's pretty fucked. But the smallest one is Europa, and that's named after a Phoenician nobleman who later became the Queen of Crete. Yeah, I guess sleeping with the king of the gods has its perks. And the one that looks grayish, kinda like Iron Man, that one's Ganymede. He was a Trojan prince that later became a cupbearer for the gods. Yeah, Zeus was an equal opportunity offender. And the Greeks were like totally cool with homosexuality, so. And the last one, that one's Callisto. She was the daughter of an Arcadian king, and then she became Artemis's hunting partner. Oh yeah, you're right. I never thought about it that way, but Artemis was Zeus's daughter, so she basically became BFFs with her and Tad's hookup. I mean, more power to her. They're beautiful, aren't they? Yeah, it's so amazing to have both of these planets in the same frame. And they're obviously so far away, like something like 600 million miles, but I mean, to see them almost align, I don't know, it's just magical. I'm telling you, there's just something about these celestial alignments that they intrigue me. I feel like we have a society that marks the passing of time by this, arbitrary decision, one revolution of the sun around, or sorry, the earth around the sun. And that seems a lot less markable than, these alignments. So, yeah. I like looking at them, and it's also a time to reflect on passing of time and what I value. And I guess right now I really value you. Okay, do you wanna lay down again if you're done looking? Yeah? Just lay down and look up at the stars. Oh, look, a shooting star, make a wish. My dad used to bring me up here all the time. Yeah, he's the reason I got super into astronomy. I know, I still can't believe he showed you those pictures of me in my cardboard spacesuit. I swear, y'all bond over my embarrassment. Oh my god, shut up. I'm fully aware of how cringe I was at that point. I'm not gonna apologize for being an astronaut. What kid didn't want to be that at some point? Okay, let's hear it. What did you want to be? That's adorable. The night sky. All my problems don't seem so big anymore. No, I know my problems are valid. I guess it's not really like invalidating my problems or treating them like they're insignificant or anything, but it's more like putting things into perspective. A reminder to stop freaking out about the unimportant things and treasure the important stuff. Yeah. You totally have the moon to thank for me coming to bed at a reasonable time. Especially when things are chaotic at work. Oh yeah, babe, you are so much more important than any of those unreasonable project deadlines my boss throws at me. And I've been thinking, do you wanna go camp out in the middle of nowhere after Christmas? Yeah. It can just be us and nature and the clear night sky for a few days. And I'm getting serious cabin fever from staying home all day. Aren't you? Yeah. And I feel like even though we're physically spending all this time together, it feels like we haven't really talked like this in a while. And I've missed you. Plus, it could be a weekend of fucking tent sex. Yeah? Okay, I'll find us a campsite when we get back, but let's just lay here for a while before we head back to the car.